classroom mothership Earth. Inner peace, co-regulation, turtles, and a full snow moon. Posted on February 25th, 2021 by Ari Joshua Bowes. Images created by Aunt Barbara Merlotti. A full snow moon arrives on February 27th and welcomes back ancestral traditions of honoring this moon for representing peak snowfall accumulation. If rocks are part of your spiritual path, it is a good time to let them rest and recharge underneath this full moon so you can recalibrate them in your sacred meditation space. We all need to rest, especially with the cultural war raging on, coupled with the slow melt of the pandemic. It isn't just the school community I work in is hitting the wall during these hard times. And the lingering shadows of Old Man Winter are nothing to sneeze at either, if you'll pardon the puns. But visions of vernal equinox and big night when salamanders make the romantic midnight run to get it on dance sensuously in our hearts and heads. How do tiny salamanders make it to far-reaching vernal pools against all odds? Indeed, they have great forces of nature and lurking predators to contend with. Maintaining perspective is key, is a key dynamic to happiness as a way of life. Patience and communication with each other is critical to that. Building bridges of understanding in our connections with one another will support positive development in human relationships. Switching horses for a moment, when I think of turtles, I think of survivors. Turtles have been around longer than humans, and even left dinosaurs in the dust. If you're anything like the rest of the planet and me, then you probably could stand to meditate on the virtue of patience. Whenever I feel like I'm pushing the river or running the hurry-up offense unnecessarily, I try to remember to keep my wits about me by visualizing a turtle to help ground me to the earth. If only I can catch the wave of a mindful moment to swim with the current by allowing what is to happen rather than striving to make it happen. Easier said than done. In my younger days, the spirit of rabbit dominated my energy field over turtle, as I was almost always on the hop. Who would I be without the charge of my hypervigilant, nervous woodland creature energy? Suffering from young man's disease means that you see faster is better, and competitive worrying is a strength. But as my years of living on the planet advance, I feel more connected to turtle spiritual therapy these days. Furthermore, it is wise to realize that happiness doesn't mean that we are above or below tones of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral feelings. If you're paying purposeful attention to your feelings, then you'll notice that most of them don't last more than 15 to 30 seconds. Indeed, they are like a river. So what's with all the sensational headliners? Is this suffering really an outrage, or will this too so shall pass? Not to project my anthropomorphism onto turtle, but I do believe their spirits will just watch without any judgment or clinging to any primary feelings or secondary emotions that might arise in its wake. Pretty sure turtle wouldn't get seduced into a partisan congressional quagmire debate. No dark earmarks, bloated military industrial complex budget, QAnon, or Trumpomania either. Perhaps more likely, we might entertain a peaceful, nonviolent act of civil disobedience. But melting the ice, I don't think so. This doesn't mean turtles aren't fierce or that they're wimpy. They'll just let you know when they're angry and are good teachers, or knowing when to retreat into your shadowy shell or let your head out to the sun for some vitamin D. More importantly, revolutionary spirit is in the air as we move into the new Aquarian age. But what old ways still have meaning on this new earth we're transitioning into together? Co-creating heaven on earth means that we are all getting in touch with our better angels of our higher selves to support our universal connection to one another during our shared coexistence on Mother Earth. Diversity and unity means that we are all connected. Like may attract like, but remember that even opposites attract because the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. All voices matter so that we can honor our differences and also be true to our oneness. Clearly, there are old patterns and wounds that we still need to release and heal before we can really move forward. Part of that healing is to hear that the attraction to Trump is, quote, a belief that government should not run our lives and limit our freedoms. And while I can appreciate the sentiment, he is part of the problem, not the solution. BIPOC and LGBTQ+ are not a threat to humanity, but rather weave an integral part of our collective inner tapestry. For example, Take a look at Bernie Sanders as an embodiment of revolutionary spirit and of working turtle energy in the positive. Well, that's an elderly white man of privilege that will give you the shirt off his back. All people like him are saying is that capitalism, socialism, and the democratic process can coexist equally. Quote, the spiritual war that we have in the world right now wants us to cling to these fearful stories, take sides, and blame someone for our pain. We have to remember our togetherness and really what unites us, which is our spirit. Our spirit is made of all the same divine light. Letting go of military-industrial complex concentration of power in our lives is breaking down, and we can see that through the eyes of disorder in our world. There is no one-size-fits-all t-shirt, folks. Don't be tricked into believing that fixed ideas and attachments to them are not the real natural disasters and war drums that divide and conquer us. There is enough and we can all win. It is unconstitutional not to level the playing field by promoting the general welfare of the public, but isn't that obvious? Looking back, we have discussed the growing body of evidence that supports the existence of UFOs, extraterrestrials, multidimensional beings, etc. But keep in mind that there are many, many historical reports of these phenomena that have existed prior to the Roswell incident back in July 1947. For example, Leonardo da Vinci was reportedly visited by light beings, and Michelangelo, Christopher Columbus, and Nostradamus reportedly saw some sort of UFO or otherwise unexplained apparent aerial phenomena that shifted their consciousness back then. Also, there are many culturally accepted stories by indigenous people about sky people that trace lineage connections to humankind. Here in America, multiple states reported sightings in the 1800s. In his book Passport to the Cosmos, Human Transformation and Alien Encounters in 1999, the late Dr. John E. Mack, who was a Harvard psychiatrist and department chair, came out for his support of his clients that claimed to have been abducted by aliens. Dr. Mack believed that his clients had experienced something real that was traumatic. Perhaps their souls had really been abducted. However, it was unclear whether this experience was physical or more multidimensional in nature. A trauma-informed lens would appreciate the meaningful reality of what they went through that had led to transformational experiences in their consciousness. What is it that we need to revisit in our consciousness? What more do we need have to learn about the truth of this phenomena as the Pentagon continues to relax its guarded secrecy and disclose the information that has been they've been hiding from us? Additionally, during this dreamy Pisces time of year, it is time to, quote, let go, surrender, and connect to our oneness, own spiritual path, mystical side of life, and reorder the sacredness of life. It is within the elemental forces now to examine an old part of yourself that needs to die so that you can be reborn. During this process, we are invited to face our fears, explore what is hiding in the shadows of our consciousness so that we can bring it love to it. Meditation on Venus rising tide evokes passages through a death-birth cycle of inner transformation that reflects out with the old, in with the new perspective that mirrors springtime. Many moons ago, I remember an old friend saying that she got depressed around springtime. This makes sense because it is natural to grieve the loss associated with the death of the old self. You might not even like winter, but even so, it can be hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Remember that we are part of nature, not separate from her, nor her seasons. But the sun of Father Sky still rises to lighten our spirits, and the moon still shines on and moves the tides. As humans, we're mostly water, which is a conductor of sound frequency, which whale is deeply aligned with. Quote, we are assisting Mother Gaia, Earth, in giving birth. She has been waiting for us patiently. Her water has broken, and we are gathered round to assist her in any way, in every way possible. She doesn't ask that we prepare in any way. She simply asks us to show up and assist her to remain calm and trust that we will all go well, during her delivery process. The cataclysmic occurrences on the planet as of recent have simply been Gaia's very intense labor contractions. She needs us now more than ever. Finally, according to sacred geometrical Arcturian wisdom, quote, the energy of frequency helps you remain with your own energy. Quite often we conform ourselves to others, thus raising or lowering ourselves to a frequency that isn't ours. By proclaiming your truth with love, you will start processes that may influence others. More unity will be visible. Moreover, inner peace is about a vibrational dimensional shift that takes place from the inside out. That being said, a trauma-informed, mental health-oriented term that is gaining popularity in schools today is called co-regulation. When you get down to the nuts and bolts of it, any way you shapeshift, co-regulation is when we are able to influence each other in ways that support empathic, heartfelt connections with each other. In conclusion, you've all heard the old saying, misery loves company. That's why sympathy cards and gossip generate so much attraction. But generally speaking, neither does much by way of co-regulation or helping anybody. There isn't anything wrong with holding a sympathetic perspective towards someone or indulging in a little news gossip once in a while. There can be an element of catharsis to commiserating with a fellow coworker, peer, friend, or family member from time to time. But just know that it doesn't serve anyone's well-being when it becomes habitual and ingrained in your everyday life. If anything, this pandemic has taken away the IV drip from the gossip and sympathy addicts. What have been their replacement strategies? While that remains a mystery, a sixth grader I know took my advice and has gone on a news fast and has reported significant decrease in his anxiety and paranoid thoughts. Also, I know many people who have started meditating, wearing items of power like crystal necklaces or spiritual trinkets, playing around with smudging themselves or giving themselves energy baths with essential oils, or playing with chimes, singing bowls, or utilizing meditation mindfulness apps on their phones. These are all gadgets that help you make a dimensional vibrational shift into inner peace or become more adept at empathic co-regulation. You can always become the agent of change by starting with yourself, or you could just march to the beat of your own hum. Take care of yourselves, everyone. Ari.